Welcome back, gang, to the Priority Learning Culture Coaching Podcast. I'm Mike McKean, joined here with Ralph Twombly, one of the owners and founders of Priority Learning. How are we feeling today, Ralph?
Terrific, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you and good to be seen. So today we're going to be going over another element of the ProLead series, the results and priority setting group of skills and behaviors. So Ralph, for those who haven't been listening to the previous episodes where we've been discussing other elements of the ProLead, just give us a little bit of a background on what the ProLead is and why you guys created it.
You bet. The years ago when we were asked, everybody writes a book about the best qualities of leaders, and they asked what ours were. They asked us to write something up. This happened to be a bank. And what we did is we started one day kind of developing our list after probably 20 years or 25 years of doing leadership development, what we thought the characteristics were. We came up with 8. Now, I'm sure we could come up with 28, but we came up with 8 because, as you and I've talked about previously, hard to remember large volumes of stuff. I think if we can keep it simple, people can work with it every day. And so we identified these 8. The one we're talking about today is results and priority setting. You and I have talked about 2 more in previous episodes. We will talk about 5 more as we go down through the series. If we add it all up, what we'll get is a pretty good body of work for people to chip away at. I always think about leadership as nibbling around the edges. You keep getting better incrementally every day. I mean, everybody wants the answer book and just check the boxes and turn into that. Doesn't work like that. What it works like is us nibbling around the edges, picking something, for instance, from this podcast today that you want to try and that you want to get better at. And if you simply apply it for a week or two, it becomes a habit. And before you know it, you've changed your whole kind of approach. So that was our goal. We wrote it for that purpose. Since then, we've applied it across the board here at Priority Learning. Seems to be a popular tool. A lot of organizations have gotten great mileage out of it. They usually apply it with their management teams, and everybody does this thing. So when they go back later on, and you'll mention this, there will be an accompanying document in the podcast. So you can actually see it. You can see what it is and what it looks like, and our definitions of the skills and the behaviors for each category.
Awesome. So just so you know, as we're going through this episode, there is a companion document that you can find at PriorityLearningResearch.com. When you go to this particular episode, which if you look on your screen, it'll say Priority Learning Podcast Season 2, Episode this one, and you find that on the Priority Learning website. You may be listening from the website, but if you are listening on Spotify or one of the other platforms that we are out and distributed on, you can go to PriorityLearningResearch.com to the podcast page, find this episode, and this document, companion document, will be there, which just gives you the basic kind of elements of responsiveness and communications with the 5 skills and the 5 behaviors, so that you have something to kind of go off on while we're discussing this topic. I think it's so important today to have organically grown leadership tools and assets, if you will. I think there's a lot of places that people can go, and there's a lot of great resources out there. I know that places like Harvard Business Review and other various leadership development organizations out there have a lot to say, but a lot of this has to be kind of homegrown. I think that you have to have that urgency, motivation, and desire, that willfulness to say, we need to keep developing. Because leadership, as you say, isn't here's what it is. There you go. You got it. Carry it with you. You're all good now. I mean, you could kind of look at management maybe a little bit like that, but real leadership is a continuously evolving process. So having this in a way that isn't kind of regulated to learn this and you're good, I think makes a lot of sense in today's business economy anyway.
I think you're right, Mike. One of the things that we have found out, first of all, let's give people like Harvard and Center for Creative Leadership and Stanford Business School. These people are titans in terms of definition. And when I say Titans in terms of definition, they know the right words and the right case studies to put together. But what I'm really more concerned about are behaviors. And these are things that are practiced daily. They only come to you when they're part of your kind of almost your DNA. In other words, if you know that you want to be collaborative, which is not an easy process to learn, then you have to learn how to do it and practice it every day until you build a muscle around that collaboration, until it now becomes part of who you are. Harvard and all these people, with my hats off to all these really smart and talented people, we actually can't do that for you. What you do that from is living and learning it. And you only have to look at your own life to realize that some of the best leaders that you've ever seen in your lifetime actually didn't have the jargon down right. They just lived their examples. Everybody learned by watching. It was that way in my military life. It was that way in my real life. And some of the most important leaders never could have made Harvard business for you. So it's kind of fascinating. You're right. It's something you live.
Yeah. And so, kind of taking that, one of the ways that you get to being one of those people who are kind of living the example is having good results and priority setting skills and behaviors that go along with that. So, tell us a little bit about this category.
I think we do workshops. Sometimes we break groups into halves and say, you guys are my leadership group and you are my management group. Now, there's very different meanings to the two words. Managers have a tendency to manage things. Like you can manage a deadline and you can manage throughput in the workplace. You can even manage the number of people that you get, but you can't really manage people. You can lead people. And everybody comes to work every day wanting to be successful. And I think the whole idea about knowing what you're doing, for instance, getting results is not small. So, for instance, if you come in and you just give everybody a warm hug on a daily basis, they're probably not going to hit the deadlines. Well, the deadlines count. And so I'm not, I think what happens is you can go to extremes and said, no hugs, the beatings will continue. Or you can go the other way and be, and I wrote this in a book, it can be all fluff, you know. So one of the things you find is a balancing act between how do you get results by setting priorities? And it starts with you, meaning that, first of all, you need to be able to organize your day. If you can't figure out where the priorities are of the day, my sense is you're going to go to the bright, shiny objects. And the bright, shiny objects might not be the best things you can pay attention to on a daily basis. So when we talk about results, I'm sitting back going, don't forget that we all are here for a reason, right? We all have a purpose. Everybody comes to a workplace, for instance, it's not because they wanted to give you a job, it's because they need you in a job, and you're probably there to produce something, right? It's different if you're a bank and you work at a bank and you're probably producing loans. If you're working in a factory, you're probably producing, you know, ball bearings. It doesn't matter. We all have that thing. The other thing that I find out is a lot of times leaders get less hands-on direction. For instance, if you come to work and once you've attained some leadership role or title, there aren't a lot of people sitting around to you going, I need you to do X, Y, Z today. Now the priorities are left to you. You sit back and they assume you're going to be bright enough to figure out what's first, second, and third. And many times it can really be the downfall of a lot of managers, particularly, who get in and do the wrong things. It's nice. I mean, I love to kind of come around and move paintings around inside of the building, but today I'm supposed to be doing a workshop, and that's the priority. So when we put together this piece, we realized that delegation is a piece of this, making sure that you delegate properly, because delegation is a developmental tool. You're not just doing it to get work off your plate and onto somebody else. You're probably helping that person grow and learn. And that's all of our responsibilities as leaders, right? We also know that good leaders have at least a basic system to get things done. I mean, if you came into my office every day, you would find out that there's a list up on my glass board that says the priorities, not just of the day, but of the month, are up there so that I can every day get back in, because after we've been home watching the Celtics win and come in the next day, maybe we're a little bit jostled. And so getting prioritized means having a system, a good calendar system, a good way to manage your time, a good way to Keep priorities. Keep contacts. Know how to use not only your phone, but email and computers and stuff like this. All part of the craft. And we don't talk about it enough. Sometimes, if you came here to Priority Learning, you think we were all about the fluffy stuff that lives in the ether and intuitively, there's a lot more to leadership. And some of it's just getting jobs done and doing them right. So we align, for instance, work with organizational goals. It's an easy way to start. Sometimes we do things and they don't really align the best interests of the organization, but we're really good at them and we like to do them. And so we'll get off and do them. Building agendas, simple things like setting up a meeting agenda. Sounds small, big, it's big, right? And these are skills that every leader needs to learn. And if you don't know how, these are good places to start, particularly as you're really entering those early years of leadership, where building good habits around creating agendas and getting organized, putting together a memo can be sound daunting, admit, right? So it can be more than that. The other part of it is the behavioral side. And this is where you liberally share. You share your priorities, you share your values. You share a lot of things with people, and it comes back to a previous thing we did on communications, Mike, where we talked about that.
Yeah, it's so interesting because, I mean, for the skill side, it really sounds like one of the most important things to get the rest of this results and priority setting going is having a routine and almost a cleansing routine. Whatever happened yesterday happened yesterday. Whatever's going on in, at home is going on at home, you know, and the rest of your life. And now you're here and you need to have some sort of routine that kind of cleanses you of all these other things so that you can focus on, all right, what needs to get done today? All right, just in terms of organizational pile of to-dos and just your basic stuff. But then on the behavior side, it's how do we get to accomplishing the mission?
And I think that's exactly right. One of the things, there's a craft out there, and this is one that I don't think it surprises me anymore, but it surprised me in the beginning, how curious every organization we work with is to manage change better. Now, one of the things that people are daunted, first of all, it's a constant in our life, never going to change. We're always going to have change as a leader. It's a big piece of our job, might be the biggest piece of our job, is to help others manage change. And if you do not have a methodology to work your way through change events, you are really going to hurt yourself and you're going to hurt your team many times. And the worst thing to do with change is emotional for most people. So what happens is when we have to make some dramatic change, and sometimes you're informed as a leader and they are not, and then you come down and drop it on them, it can be frustrating, it can make them angry. There's a lot of things that can happen, and you will lose a lot of credibility, even momentum and mileage, out of just not knowing what to do in terms of how to manage a change that's always going to be emotional. We go through a bunch of changes every day. I don't think I need to tell anybody this, from what you choose to wear in the morning to the food for dinner and every place in between. We're making decisions all day, but they regard us. When you're a leader, they're regarding usually others, and you really need to understand that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to a change cycle, and you need to know what you're seeing at every step along the way. So, curiously, most of our organizations we work with insist that we have at least a day or two involved in the art and science of change management. And we call it becoming a change agent. We can't run away from this. As much as we would like to go, could we just leave the world static today? I'm tired. It doesn't work like that. The world becomes this very dynamic place, and we're adapting every single day. Leaders have a big job in that, and it lives inside of this whole idea about having good priority setting, understanding a methodology to get the results you want. If you master change management, you will get greater results faster than any other leader, and your results will be outstanding.
And
Now,
it's that's
yes, go ahead.
because you've integrated the acknowledgement of Something, an asteroid could come out of left field at any moment and completely change the dynamic of what this goal is and what these priorities are. And we have to be ready to pick our feet up as the ground is shaking underneath us so that we can continue moving in the path that we're trying to go towards.
I think it's the hardest thing employees deal with these days. I really do. And I think because the pace of change, just in my short lifetime, has dramatically changed. We really need to respond in a hurry to things too. And some of it lives in competition, some of it lives in just the dynamics of all the media that we get thrown at us and the changing evolution of communications. But change management is something that most leaders, when they're really good leaders, embrace. In other words, we know it's going to, as soon as you stop dreading it and you start learning about how to manage it, you really get better at it. And I tell people it's a little bit like, and we'll talk at some point in time in these series about conflict management and things like that. Conflict's the same way. We have a tendency to run away and hide from conflict. It doesn't go anywhere. It's going to be there. It's always going to be part of our lives. As soon as we put two very different people together, we'll have a conflict. So good leaders, good managers have a system. They know how to prioritize, and they can get results.
Well, that sounds like a great place to wrap up today's conversation. So, for those of you who are new to the Pro Lead series and this is your first episode listening, just so you know, there is, as Ralph mentioned, a companion document that goes with this episode that I did mention earlier. But also, you can use this document to kind of give yourself an evaluation. That is what the Pro Lead series really boils down to. Is it is a tool, a diagnostic tool for you to evaluate yourself, and if you're willing to hand it over to them, for your manager to evaluate you in these categories as well. The purpose of which being to find places that you can improve these skills and behaviors, or to acknowledge where you're doing well. So anyway, that'll wrap us up for today. Ralph, thank you very much for joining us and giving us a little bit more detail on results and priority setting skills and behaviors inside of the Pro Lead series.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for hosting, and thank you for asking the thoughtful questions that sometimes I forget.
Happy to. All right, gang, we will see you next time here at the Priority Learning Culture Coaching Podcast. Have a good one.